We're crossing a land bridge for today's GeoQuiz. It's an isthmus. We'd like you to name this isthmus formed during a major geological event 3 million years ago. It was once known as the Isthmus of Darien. The country there now is not only a land bridge between North and South America, it's something of a water bridge between the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. It's a major commercial portal. These days, there is big-time construction going on there to widen the waterway, and geologists are in their glory digging up newly exposed rocks that are millions of years old and collecting precious information about prehistoric times in the area. So where are they? We're going to be back with the answer right after our next story. The Panama Canal is getting a major facelift, and the project is giving scientists a golden opportunity they never thought they'd have, the chance to study the geology of the Isthmus of Panama, as it's called. And the Isthmus of Panama is the answer to our GeoQuiz today, the world's intern Satni Karapetian reports.
The Panama Canal is about a century old and roughly 40 miles long. It's a channel that links the Pacific Ocean to the Caribbean Sea. Panama is modernizing the canal mainly to accommodate new supertankers. For scientists at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama, this enormous project is a researcher's dream.
The expansion is opening a huge hole in the ground for us to go and see fresh rocks and fossils.
That's Carlos Jaramillo, a paleontologist working at the site in Panama City. He says the exposed rocks along the canal are helping scientists better understand the geological history of the Isthmus of Panama. Jaramillo says a trip along the canal is an experience in time travel.
So if you go to the north, to the Pacific, you see rocks that are young, 3 million years to 9 million years old. And when you move toward the Pacific, you see rocks that are older, 25, even to 60 million year rocks along the whole extent of the canal.
Scientists have believed there was once a huge gap of ocean water dividing what is now South and Central America. They thought the gap narrowed about 3.5 million years ago when tectonic plates moved closer to one another. But Jaramillo says what he's seeing now suggests something different, that the continents collided millions of years earlier. The excavations have found fossils that are up to 22 million years old. They came from animals who migrated between the two continents.
This is probably one of the biggest migration of animals that has happened in Earth history, when these two continents got together. We found in the middle of this gap horses and camels and turtles and crocodiles also coming from South America.
Jaramillo says there has to be more research to better understand this migration across the Isthmus of Panama. And that's happening. Scientists are busy collecting fossils and rocks in this freshly exposed part of the canal. They don't have forever. This window to prehistoric times will close when the Panama Canal expansion is finished in 2014. For The World, I'm Satinique Karapetian.
Here are some listeners who answered the GeoQuiz texting game correctly today. Anna from Baltimore, Maryland, Aaron from Florence, Alabama, and Joyce from Bywater, Louisiana. If you'd like to play the game on your mobile phone, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. We send you the clues early in the day. You send us the answer, hopefully the right one. Again, it's texting GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866.